I think everything's gone well so far. Just a little background. Coaches are doing a nice job of controlling energy. I think sometimes you have to do a little bit of that because people want to make an impression, and so you have to be guarded against that. I guess we can just go to questions. Anybody has any questions? Everybody's doing good. Young guys are fine. Old guys are doing all right.
Ted, how important is it to get, you know, the rookie running backs sorted out in terms of, you know, who can do what and what responsibilities each guy can sort of handle?
Oh, I think it's important to have your entire roster kind of figured out in that regard. In the case of running backs, that's no different. You know, we'll figure out what they can do and those things that maybe they need more work on as we go along. I think it's kind of exciting to have this number of young guys at that position.
Ted, how can it help a team to have the numbers that you do at safety?
I'm sorry?
How can it help a team to have the numbers that you do at safety and the depth? And do you anticipate this being a big change for the defense playing more with those guys dropping into the box?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think we're ready to kind of rubber stamp what we're going to do with this or that group, but they're doing okay. It's a pretty good group.
Ted, when you draft a couple of guys from the same position, like the running backs, or a couple of years ago when you took Randall and Rollins really early, do you find yourself watching those guys and trying looking at A against B against C?
No, I think I watch all the positions equally. I don't focus on one group just because they might have younger guys. You try to get to know the people that you don't know as well as others. But that would be the same thing with all positions.
Ted, is there anything in particular you like to look for, keep an eye out for on family night when these young guys are kind of out there under the lights for the first time? Is there anything specific that you're focused on in a workout like that?
Yeah, I think just that is seeing them under the lights for the first time and in the uniform and going against people that they never went against before. I think it's a good testing tool. I think over the years, I think it's a good event for the organization and for the fans and that sort of thing. But it's also a good mechanism to see what you see and see what you don't see, which is sometimes just as important as what you do see.
Ted, the teams who might be a little short at a position right now, fish around a little bit for trades, or is that all done right at the end?
No, I think you're always touching base with different teams. Sometimes it's more, you know, if you got anything, do you have anything that we should be looking at in anticipation, you know, speculating that, you know, we might have this, we might have that. So it's normal. We have those phone calls. We make those phone calls. But very few things actually come to fruition because a lot of things happen between now and the cut-down time. And we have a lot of work to do to see what we need to see, as I mentioned earlier, and that sort of thing.
Do you get more calls than you put out just because of where you were in the NFC Championship game last year?
Yeah, we lost that game. Thanks for bringing it up. No, we don't pay one any more attention to the other. Right now, general fishing goes on. And as we get farther along as we need to, as other teams need to. There will be more teams calling us focused on what they want, what they're looking for, as opposed to now. Now is more of a general, you know, kind of that sort of thing.
With the one cut instead of the two separate ones, how does that change your approach? And I'm guessing you, I don't know how much you hate cutting guys to begin with. Do you like that it's that you get more time with everyone now based on the new rule? Or
yes. Yes, I've been a proponent of changing that rule for some time. I think it gives you more opportunity to see things, to weigh what you think you have against what other people might have. There's a lot of mistakes that are made on that cut down to 75. So we feel like it helps. It gives free agents, especially young guys, players of all ages, quite frankly, it gives everybody a little bit another chance to show what they got. And it helps you get through that last game better without having to play maybe some people you don't want to play. Some guys that are close to getting well, but they're not well, and you know you're going to need them in the first game. But sometimes you have to play them because of need in that fourth game. Excuse me. Like that.
Anybody stand out in your memory? You made a mistake on somebody in the 75?
I've never made a mistake on 75. No. You know, there were a couple of close calls on the final roster, but I don't specifically remember anybody from the 75 to the 90 that was that way.
Talking to House, Jari, Martellus, Lance, and Ricky, Jean Francois, these all experienced, great communicators, and it seemed like with each of those departments needed around that locker room, you must pick up on that as well, that you need to add that to your locker room.
Well, I think when you add a player, you're adding more than whether he's a blocker or tackler or catcher, football, touchdowns. I think you're getting the whole package. You're getting the human being, the person, the personality. All those guys are completely different, by the way, with the exception that I believe, and I haven't gotten to know them as well as I will, with the exception that they seem to be pretty mature football players.
Ted, why have you decided to stick by LaTroy through all of his off-field issues?
Say again?
Why have you decided to stick by LaTroy Guyon through all of his off-field issues that seem to continue?
Well, LaTroy's done some, made some mistakes, but we're just not there yet.
You're just what?
Not there yet.
Hey, Ted, I think Rob asked you at the draft how many more drafts you had in you, and you joked and said, how do I look? And anytime we ask, you look great. I know you've got your self-deprecating sense of humor, and so this is a tough question to get you to answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. Your job requires you to think long-term. You know, you don't just think about this season. You're thinking about this team next year and cap and everything else. When you think about your own long-term plans, what do you kind of think of how much longer you do want to do this and how do you feel and those kinds of things? When you do a little self-evaluation, what do you think?
I think I'm good to go. I think sometimes, you know, as you get older and having played, not that playing football is harmful to you, there are a few places where I limp a little bit more than I used to limp and that sort of thing. But otherwise, I feel good.
Are you really proud of the fact that whenever you do, you know, you go through this contract, you start another one, whatever it ends up being, that between you and Ron, you guys have put together the kind of tree that when you do decide on your terms to call it quits, you got a lot of really good branches to choose from on who might come next. Are you proud of that?
Yeah, I think we all feel that way. You guys probably feel that way at your positions, and that you hope you do a good job and you can teach other people how to do it even better, maybe.
Ted, the reason I asked you that at the draft about, you know, how many more you have in you is because it's probably one of the biggest questions that I get is people say, how much longer is Ted going to do this? How much longer are you going to do it?
I don't know. We'll see. Stay tuned.
Really even keeled. I don't know what you're like when you're mad.
Let's find out.
No. Well, maybe I will.
Thank you after I ask this question.
Yeah, if you don't quit, answer. We'll get along better when you don't ask questions.
That's what my wife says, too. Does it bother you that people wonder or ask those kinds of questions of us, or we ask, like, in one way, it feels a little bit like ageism, like, hey, you're 64 years old, we need to start asking these. Does that bother you at all, or do you kind of understand it?
I don't get it except for in here. I literally, it's never been brought up except for in here or in another venue where we, whether it's combine or whatever. You know, I've never been asked this question, so I'm just going along Humpty Doo. Anything else?
But you've got to understand that we get those questions from fans.
No, I'm daily. Really, I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying, I was just kind of thinking while he was asking the question, you know, when is somebody other than this group asked that question, and I can't remember.
Want to help us out and give us an end date? That way we can answer the question?
Well, then you wouldn't stay for the movie.
Hey, Tim, as the guy who drafted Aaron, you know, he's talking more and more about this idea of playing. You know, he made the comment about being on the back nine. He's talking about playing into his 40s, which he's, what, 33 right now. What do you see as you watch him and as you interact with him that would lead you to believe that he can deliver on that kind of newfound goal?
Well, I think he's very mature and determined athlete. And professional football player. And a lot of people play for money, but a lot of them are not professional football players, so I would say that.
Ted, if you can withstand just one more question about your future, even if you don't want to give, obviously, a set date, any specifics, do you know in your own mind, I mean, do you know when it'll be time, or is that something that you evaluate constantly within yourself?
I don't constantly evaluate it, and I don't know.
What was the significance of all the promotions that you had with your staff just before?
Say again?
I was laughing up here. What was the significance of that, the promotions you had within your staff? What's the most important move that you made with some of those changes in your personnel staff?
With the personnel people? They're all... It's a special group. It's another reason why, you know, you kind of like coming to work every day is to be in the same room with those guys. And we have some very talented people in that regard.